Begin the current daf, Masechtas Zvachim daf mem. Beginning on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion in the Brice of the previous daf, and that is the Gemara had mentioned that the opening Mishnah of our Perek regarding the halachas continue of the previous Perakim of regarding Pigel, that the halach is that one can create Pigel in the carbon only regarding things that are Ma'akim de Kapara. So hence we said regarding Chatzis Chitzayna, for example, that either one or two Zrikas in contrast to the four that are La Mitzvah are Ma'akim, Pigel could only be in that one or two. In contrast, the chatas hapanimius, those that their karbonis, their blood are brought inside the heichel, there the halacha said the Mishnah, they're all going to be ma'akim, and therefore the pigel is dependent and contingent on all of those zrikas. So that the Gemara had said, where do we know the source of that? So the Gemara quoted a brisa. The brisa says, regarding to the bar helm dub shal tzibur, when the Jewish people follow the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, and then the halacha is they have to bring a par helm dabur. So the pasuk, which is one of the chatois apanimis, that the blood is brought inside. So the pasuk says, va'asa la par, you should do for the bull, kasha asa, like you did la par chatos, for the bull of the chatos. Kenyasa le, that's what you should do for it. V'chipar aleinu ha'kain, and the kain is going to make atonement for that. V'nislech lem, and then they're going to be forgiven. So on that, the question was, this whole pasuk seemingly, as we explained in the previous daf, is redundant, is superfluous, and each word is coming to expound a different halacha. So what does it mean when it says, you should do kasha us like you do? So it's coming to make a redundancy regarding the hazois to say that if you're going to be lacking any time when there's a redundancy regarding a halacha of kachim, it's going to be ma'akiv, it's going to say it's integral. To say if you're missing out one of the matanas, then you haven't done anything. Now the Brisa continues and says, but from that redundancy, I would have thought that's only referring, there's a few different sets of hazois, of zrikas, of throwing of the blood that's done with chatois apanimius, like the parhelm debashal tzibur. There's seven different throwings of the blood towards the pareches in the heichel. So I would think that only that is going to be ma'akiv, because those types of zrikas are ma'akiv everywhere else. But the matan dalid, the four different gifts on the mizbeach hapanimi, how would I know that that's also going to be ma'akiv? That said, the bright, so tamalei mekenya, so the extra words there in the pasuk that continues, and so too should be done, that's referring to the matan dalid. So now the Gemara goes and explains the different components of this brisa, starting off with the halacha we just mentioned. Amamar, the Tana of the brisa said, "Ainli illa matan sheva." I would know this that it repeats va'asa kasha asa, that it's going to be ma'akiv, the hazais of the chatois apanimis, that would be referring to the seven gifts that are thrown towards the pareches, the curtain that separates the kodesh and from the kodesh hakodesh. Because it's integral everywhere else. So therefore we would say it's referring to this too. Says the Gemara, Heicha, where do we find that these types of hazais towards the pareches are ma'akiv? So Amar Papa, he says, first of all, we find it bepara, by the paradum, by the red heifer, where the pasuk says, v'hizel nechich p'nei oil mayid, there also it's thrown towards the entryway of the oil mayid, and that's not on the mizbeach, it's rather in the direction, so to what these seven throwings are in the heichel, are in the direction towards the oil mayid, it's in the oil mayid, and it says chukah, the term chukah, statute, always referring to ikuva, that it's integral. And so too we find ubnigayim, by the mitzayir who has a nega of tzaraas. So there's a leg, which is a certain quantity of oil, that it says, v'hizem en hashemet be'etzboi, the kohen has to spray from the oil that's on his finger. And it says there, me'yuka yadalet, zois tia teresa mitzayir, this should be the law of the mitzayir. And they use the word tia, anytime it used the word of havaya, it means of integral, which is existence, that's a havaya, Hashem's name is yud kei vav kei, it has to be like that. So we find that these types of throwing is in a direction that's not on the mizbeach, arma akif. So therefore, we would say that the seven hazais towards the pareches are ma'akiv. But, says the Braisa, matan arba minayin, but where do we know regarding the four gifts of the blood that are done on the corners of the inner mizbeach, that that's also going to be ma'akiv regarding the chatois apanimis, tamalei mekenyasa, that's what we need other words in the pasuk, so too should be done, that are more extra words to say that even that's going to be ma'akiv. Now, this part of the Braisa, the Gemara asks, maishna matan zayin, but then what's the difference regarding the seven gifts where we show dechsivan, where, first of all, they're written explicitly that you have to do the seven hazois. Now, we said, ukfelon, and the pasuk makes a redundancy. What's to say, va'asa, which the word lapar says over there, kasha asa, what's the redundancy? To tell you that it's ma'akim. And that is the Gemara, man dalinami ksivan ukfelon, but regarding the four gifts of the corner of the Mizbeach, the pasuk also says explicitly that you have to do in the four corners, and the words va'asa kasha asa is saying on everything, whatever you're doing, over here, b'chato ha'sabonimus, has to be done. It's repeating it to say it's ma'akiv. So why would we think to exclude the matan dalid from that redundancy, which is ma'akiv, seemingly on all of them? So why would we say it's only for the Matan Zayin that's thrown towards the Pareches and not on the Mizbeach Hazav? So Amar B'Yirmi, he explains, Loi Nitzucha El Reb Shimon. You're right, the Tana, this Braisa, would only be going like Reb Shimon, that he actually says, in this pasuk regarding the Parhelm Devashel Tzibur, doesn't say anything about throwing on the four corners of the Mizbeach. It only says regarding two. The other two corners we actually know from a Hekesh, because regarding this pasuk, there's a comparison, as the Gemara is going to explain shortly, between the Par Kohen Mashiach, which is when the Kohen Gadol makes an erroneous ruling and follows on his ruling, and the Parhelm Devashel Tzibur, which the pasuk we're talking about, when the Sanhedrin, when the High Court makes an erroneous ruling, and the Jewish people follow. Because it says in the pasuk, Lapar, which refers to the Parkai Mashiach. So therefore, as the Gemara is going to explain from Rabbi Yirmiyah, that had we not repeated a special repetition regarding the four corners of the Mizbeach Hazav, it would not have been repeated, because V'asa Kasha Asa is whatever's written over here. Here it doesn't say all four, it only says two. We only know the other two from the Hekesh, from the Parkai Mashiach. So therefore, we have to make a special repetition for the Parkai, for the four corners of the Mizbeach. As the Gemara explains, the time like learn the Braisa. Lamala, previously, in the previous parasha, as what the Pesukim are talking about over there, by the Par Kohen Mashiach, when the Kohen Gadol makes his erroneous ruling and follows on that, so Omer, the Pesuk doesn't say Keren, it rather says Koronis, in the plural, which is Shtayim, that's the minimum of plural, is two corners. Lamata, the later parasha of Par Helm Dabashil Tzibuhu Omer, there also it says, instead of saying Keren, it says Koronis. It could have said the corner. Why say corners? So that's two. And the reason why we expand like that, although it's written Karnas, is because Reb Shimon holds Yesh'im LaMikra, the primacy is for how it's read. So it's read in the plural, so that's two. So then, since the parashiyas of the Parhelm Dava Shaltzibah and Parkoy Mashiach are compared, so we make a Hekesh. There it says two, there it says two, for a total that we learn out each from the other, which is Arba, makes for a total of four, Div Reb Shimon. That's how Reb Shimon knows that there's four regarding each one of them. But it doesn't say explicitly, and therefore we needed, besides Va'asa Kasha Asa, would only include a repetition and a redundancy and the equiv integral regarding whatever is written. It doesn't say four regarding the Parhelm Dava Shel Tzibah. It only says two, and we know two from a Hekesh, Div we have to do another Liman. Now, Rabbi Huda, I mean, he actually disagrees. He says, Ein Nitzarach. You don't need the extra word, like you're saying, of Kein Yasa to teach the halacha of the four corners being ma'akev too. Because he says, Harehu Omer, it says regarding both of them, Al Karnois Mizbeach Keter Samim, where should you do besides the seven throwing stories of Pareches, the other four? You should do it on the corners of the Mizbeach that was used to burn the incense, which is in front of Hashem. That is, says the Pasuk, Ba'oil Mayid. That's in the tent of the assembly. Now, that word oil moed is superfluous because it already says Asher Lefnei Hashem. We already told you which Mizbeach it is. It's the one that's in front of Hashem, not the one on the outside. So what's it teaching when it's saying Ba'oil moed? It's coming to teach you Al Kol on every corner Ha'amar Ba'oil moed that's in the oil moed that you have to put it on. So therefore, according to Behud, you don't need it from Kenya. So you know it because it says the extra words Ba'oil moed. And therefore, Va'asa Kasha Asa, which is repeating and saying Ma'akev, would be going in everything, including the four corners. So then, therefore, the Gemara asks of Rabbi Huda, so Kein Yasa, those words, is so shall be done. Which, according to Rabbi Shimon, we said we needed to tell you the Ma'akim not only on the seven throwing towards the Pareches, but also the four of the corner Mizbeach. According to Rabbi Huda, Ma'yavadli, what does he do with it? He knows the four corners from the extra words, Ba'al Ma'id. Says the Gemara, Mi'vayadli l'kitatanya. He needs it for a different halacha, which was taught in the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Lafi shaloi lamanu lapar Yom Kippurim. We didn't learn regarding the bull of the Yom Kippurim, which a Kohen Gadol brings for himself and for his family on Yom Kippur. We never learned l'smicha v'shayari hadam, that you have to go ahead and lean on the animal and to pour the leftover blood on the aseret mizbeach, because it doesn't say that in Parshas Acharei Mos, where it talks about the avodah of Yom Kippur, including the power of the Kohen Gadol and his family. So says the Braisa Minayin, so where do we know that it requires smicha and shvicha shirayim? Tamalema kenyasa, that's what this Braisa learns from that word kenyasa, to include the paria mikipurim, that it requires smicha and shirayim. Because, as we pointed out previous staff, and as we're going to elaborate, the paria mikipurim is written in that pasuk. Because like it says, the extra word, because that whole pasuk we expound as extra, lapar, the Braisa said, that's the paria mikipurim. So it's already alluded to in the pasuk. So when it's, so since Par Yom Kippurim is referred to the pasuk, when you have the extra words kenyasa, what so too shall you do? It's referring that the Par Yom Kippurim also has Allah of smicha and sheyare adam. Now that asks the Gemara, ule Par Yom Kippurim loy lemanu? You're saying we didn't have a limud, we didn't have a source to tell you that the bulla of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim requires smich and shiur adam for on the Yisrael Mizbeach. That's why you need the extra words kenyasa. But how can you say that? Ha'amit, you said, and that's actually the source of we were learning this from, that lapar, when it says the extra word lapar in the pasuk, zeh Yom Kippurim, that refers to the par of Yom Kippurim. Now, since we're comparing the par Yom Kippurim to par Helmdel v'shal Tzibur, so it's the heckish, that comparison should include for all the halachas of par Helmdel v'shal Tzibur, which includes leaning on the animal and pouring the leftover blood to the Yisayid. Why do you need extra words kenyasa to learn out the next element of smicha and shiur adam, where we learn in any ways the halachas of par Yom Kippurim from the par Helmdel v'shal Tzibur, which would include smicha and shiur adam? So the Gemara no itzrach, we needed still extra limud, extra teaching from the words kenyasa. Why? Because you would think to say that, yeah, although the pasuk is equating and comparing the Par Yom Kippurim to the Par Helmdel v'shal Tzibur, that is hanemili, that would be talking about only an avoda de ma'akva kapara, a type of service which is integral for atonement. And why would we think that? Because in that pasuk it says the chiper, atonement. And as the Gemara is going to explain later on, you know what we're actually learning about Par Yom Kippurim from the Par Helmdel v'shal Tzibur? Regarding what's Gemara later on will explain the words es, badam, and tefillah, where those are things that are integral elements of every carbon. Regarding a service that's not integral for atonement, because if one doesn't do smich on the animal, or doesn't pour the remnants to the Yisrael Mizbeach, he still gets atonement. I would say for that, since the pasuk is talking about the keeper regarding atonement, so things that are not ma'akav kapara, like smicha and shvicha shiraim, I would say for that they're not compared, and actually the avoid yom kippurim of the bull of yom kippurim does not require it. Kamash malan, that's why we needed extra words according to Behuda of kenyasa. Says the Gemara, then going the other way, Rib Shimon, hi ba'oil mayid. According to Behuda, he says, where does he know matan dalet from? The extra words ba'oil mayid. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that he actually knows the Matan Dalad because of a hekesh between Par Helmdel v'shal Tzibur and Par Koyim Meshuach, where here it says 2 and there it says 2 and they're being compared, so therefore 2 plus 2 is 4. So according to him, the words Ba'al Moed, my Ovid Lay, what does he do with those words? Because he's not learning out Matan Dalad from there. Says the Gemara, Ba'al Moed Mibayil Lay, he needs to teach a different halacha. That She'im Nifchasa Tikra Shal Hechel, that if the roof of the Hechel, of the sanctuary, caves in, so then it's not a, quote, oil anymore. That's what's called oil mayid. The tent of the assembly has to have a roof. If the roof would cave in, then they wouldn't spray. Because it has to be an oil. That's the teaching that it's, what we're learning off in the word, oil mayid. Now, but for Edoch, says the Gemara, the other opinion, that of Rabbi Yehuda, me'asher, which, according to the way Rashi explains it, means to say a different interpretation of what we thought before. He actually learns out the halacha of that you have to put on the four corners, not as we thought, as we had explained before, from the words Ba'al Mayit. No, actually, he learns that out from the extra words from Asher, which is. And because the pasuk could have just said, Asher lifnei Hashem Ba'al Mayit, which is in front of Hashem and the Ba'al Mayit. Why does it say Asher Ba'al Mayit? What's the extra second time that it says Asher? It says Asher lifnei Hashem Asher Ba'al Mayit. That is. He said, that is in front of Hashem Ba'al Mayit. So the extra word asher is coming to teach that you have to do on every corner that's in the oil. Because that, again, as we said, regarding the Mizbeach, that's not necessary. It says it once before. So yeah, according to Behuda, you're right, Reb Shimon. From the word ba'oil moed, we learn out that it has to be an oil. If the roof caves in, then it's not going to be valid. So then where do I know the four corners from? I know it from the extra word asher, which the Gemara says vidach. But Reb Shimon, asher leidar, she doesn't expound asher it's a stylistic wording that is in front of Hashem, that is in the oil mayid. He doesn't expound it, and therefore that's the understanding of their opinions. But one thing is, says the Gemara, the way Rabbi Yirmi was interpreting the halacha, the brisa, he says it's going like Rabbi Shimon. You want to know why isn't ba'asa kasha asa going to be expounding a redundancy and therefore integral regarding the four corners, just like it is regarding the seven throwings, why both of them are written, therefore when it repeats, it should be going on both. No, it's going like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Yehuda, who he holds that it doesn't say all four. We only know it from a hekesh, and therefore when it's repeating, it's only what it says explicitly here in the parsha, and since that doesn't say by the four, you need a special limud of kenyasa to refer to the matan arba too, that it's going to be ma'akim. Now, however, by Yomar, he gives a second approach. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Nami. Says, no, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though according to him, as we just explained from the word Asher, it's written explicitly there in the parasha that the four matanas have to be thrown, and therefore the repetition of Asa Kasha Asa seemingly should be going back just as equally on the four gifts of the Mizbech as it is the seven throwing towards the Pareches. Still says Abaya, according to him, Itzrich, it was still necessary to say Kein Yasa, to include the gifts of the four, that it's going to be Ma'akiv, and we would not have known it from the Asa Kasha Asa. Why? So, I mean, you would think to say, it should be just as similar to the halacha of smicha, leaning on the animal, and pouring the remnants to the Yisrael Mizbeach, of the halacha of the parhelim itself, which is what the context of that pasuk is talking about. Because the avagav d'chsivan u'kfilon, although the halacha of smicha and shibicha shirayim is written there in the pasuk, and it's being repeated, because it says v'asa kasha asa, which says whatever you got to do, you got to do, it's going to be ma'akiv. And still we know the halacha is loy ma'akva, it's not integral. As the Gemara had taught previously, that it said, when it says in the pasuk, v'chiper, v'nislach, those are exclusionary terms saying, it'll be in the atonement, it'll be forgiven. That's excluding saying, even if you didn't do everything. Under that, the Gemara explained the previous daf, that's excluding smicha and shiari hadam. Why are those things excluded? Because there are things that are not generally ma'akiv elsewhere. It's not integral for atonement regarding other karbanas. So when it's excluding here regarding the chatois ha-panimis, regarding the parhelm davish al tzimra, those are the things that are excluded. Even though the pasuk is repeating ba'asa kasha asa, which is saying everything is going to be ma'akiv, those things are not. So therefore it says, Abaya, Matan Arba, so the four gifts of the Mizbeach HaPanimi regarding these Chatois HaPanimis, where those are also things that are not ma'akiv elsewhere, like a Chatas HaChitzayna. Karba Chatas brought on the outside, everyone agrees you don't have to have all 14 ma'akiv. So therefore I would have thought to say, Nama Loites HaKiv, that just like by Smich and Shirayim. Although the pasuk repeats, they're not ma'akiv, so too, we would say that the fourth hazoyas of the Mizbeach Hazav should also be excluded from the Chiper and Nislach, that generally is not Ma'akiv. Here also is not going to be Ma'akiv. Kamash Malan, that's why you needed to have the word V'chein Yasa. Now, so why are we excluding the halacha of Smicha and Shirayim and not excluding the four hazoyas of the Mizbeach Hazav? Seemingly, like the Gemara's Havamina is correct. So, and that Rashi explains, because by leaning on the animal and Shirayim, even if one totally doesn't do it, the carbon is still going to be valid. In contrast, the Matan Arba, the four gifts in the corners of the Mizbeach, even by the Chatas HaChitzayna, at least one of them is Ma'akiv. Everyone agrees you have to do at least one of them. So therefore, when we're going to have another wording in the Pasuk, B'chein Yasa, to say even more of an Ikuv, that would be including the Matan Dalet. But again, we would not have known it from the first of Asa Kasha Asa, because then we would have said, no, it's not the same thing like the Zion, which are Ma'akiv everywhere else. Here it's not Ma'akiv, and therefore we would have excluded it. That's why you need to have Kein Yasa to include that, even according to Rabbi Huda, the way Abai explains it. Now the Gemara goes back to continue explaining the Braisa from the previous stuff. So the Braisa continues and says, when it says in the Pasuk, Lapar, to the bull, which again, we're expounding every word in that Pasuk, as superfluous, because that there was no necessity, the pasuk is not teaching anything seemingly, so it's there for Joshua. And it says, for the bull, Zeb Par Yom Kippurim. This refers to the bull of Yom Kippurim, which seemingly it's going to say that has the halachic context of what the pasuk there is talking about, which is regarding the Par Helm Devash Al Tzibur, which again, when the Sanhedrin makes an erroneous ruling and the Jewish people follow, they have to bring this Par. So it's saying that in this pasuk is being included the Par of Yom Kippurim that the Kohen Gadol brings for him and his family on Yom Kippur. So that is the Gemara L'mai Hilchasa. For what halachic purpose is the pasuk introducing over here the Par Yom Kippurim? Ila Akiv, if you think it's coming to tell us that it's the halachas of Par Yom Kippurim are integral, meaning because it actually in Parshas Achrei Mois when it talks about Par Yom Kippurim, you tell me it doesn't say it and repeat it, and therefore we needed to compare it to Par Helm Davash Al Tzibur, which we're saying V'asa Kasha Asa is a repetition, saying it's being going to be Ma'akiv. So seemingly that's what you're saying. It says Par Yom Kippurim to say that all matanas dam that are done on the Kohen Gadol's bull on Yom Kippurim are going to be integral. That is the Gemara. What do you mean, Pshita? You don't need this word Lapar to teach you. That's obvious. Chukak Sivabei, at the end of Parshas Achrei Mois, it says, V'haitzazis lechem l'chukas oilam. As we said, the word chuka always connotes integral halacha. And therefore, we know that all the matanas dam have to be done. So why would we need to learn it out from the Par Helm Dovash Al Tzibur? So Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, Loi Nitzchak, no, it's only necessary to learn out the ikuv of Par Yom Kippurim, of its matanas dam, from Par Hel Dam Shal Tzibur, from this extra word Lapar, El Rebbe Yehuda, only according to Rebbe Yehuda, who's brought Masechtas Yuma Daf Samach Amud Aleph, the Amud he says, Ki Kesei B'Chuka, you're right. Although it says by the Parim Kippurim Chuka, but when was that word Chuka going on? Advarim Hanas Bebigdei Lavim Bifnim. That was only said in regards to the Avodas that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippurim with the white linen garments inside the holiest of the holies, which are the gifts of the blood that were done between the staves of the ark and the keteris that was put over there, where it's regarding that Shem Hikdim Maisel Chaveri Loss of Lekum, that if it wasn't done in order, if let's say something later was done before something that's supposed to be earlier, then whatever he has done is not qualified, because regarding those avaidas that are done inside the holiest of the holies, that's where the word chuk is going on. Avadvarm Hanasim Bebigdei Lavim Bechutz, but even regarding things that are done with the white garments outside of the holiest of holies. For example, the halacha of the par and the sar, when those gifts of blood from Yom Kippurim, but they're not done inside the holiest of holies, they're done in the heichal, towards the pareches, there the halacha is, hikdem ma'isel chaveiro. If let's say you do the sar before the par, the Kohen Gadol's par is supposed to be before the Jewish people, sar la'ashem. But let's say the sar that he did before the par, so says Rabbi Yehuda, Masha Asa Asa, what he has done is done. Because the word chukah bima'akif, saying it has to be exactly as was said, was not going on that. As the Gemara there explains the reason for his opinion. So therefore, says Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, according to Behuda Ema, I would say, Midika Sidron Lai Ma'akvi, from the fact that their order is not integral. So obviously you see that the word chukah is not going on them. So therefore, I would even say that the number of hazais, Namu Lai Ma'akvi, the amount of sprayings of the blood, would also not be integral. If let's say you're missing one of them, which includes the Mizbeach Hazav, which includes the area of the Heichel that we're talking about, Kamash Malan, that's why you needed the Hekesh of the word La Par, comparing the Par Yom Kippurim to the Par Helm Dovishal Tzibur in this Pasuk, to tell you that just like here it's Ma'akiv, as we said from Ba'asa Kasha Asa, we even had Kenyasa to say it's even regarding the four corners of the Mizbeach, so too regarding the Par Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippurim. Besides that, inside, we know Chukah is going on that, but the seven throwing that he does towards the Pareches and the four on the Mizbeach, that we know from comparing it to Parhelm Davishal Tziba, which we would not have known from Chukah according to Rabbi Yehuda, because that's only going on those that are done inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. Now, this interpretation, Maskel Rav Papa, he asked, O Mimetzis Amr Hachi, can you really say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way we know that the Hazayis in the Heichel are Ma'akev is from the word Lapar that we compare to the Parhelm Davishal Tziba? But Tanya Linda Brisa, we actually know it from a different source. Pasuk says in Yikra, V'chila michaper es ha-kodesh, that when he finished atoning on the holy things, which is regarding the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Now, seemingly that the words in this pasuk are superfluous, because the pasuk could have just said, V'hikr ves asar achai, that then he brings near the living sar. There were two seirim brought by the Jewish people, sar lashem, sar lazazel. Now, in that pasuk, the words there seemingly are not teaching anything. It just says that when he finishes atoning for the holy, and the Olamayid, and the Mizbeach, so then he brings near the Sarachai. What is that coming to teach? What halachic relevancy is that? So therefore, says the Braisa, two different interpretations what these words are teaching us when it says, V'chila mechaper es ha-kodesh. First interpretation says, what does it mean, V'chila mechaper? You read it, im keeper, if he has created an atonement, meaning, as we find elsewhere, what is it that's integral for the atonement? For example, the matnas damim, the throwings of the blood, which are those, the seven towards the pareches, and the four on the Mizbeach Hazav. So then, kila, what the pasuk is teaching is that then you're done. Even if you didn't do the other avodas, like spilling the blood to the yesod on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. But for imloy keeper, but if you have not done the atonement, then loy kila, then you're not done. That's every Rebbe Akiva. That's how he interprets the words of v'chila mechaper ha-kodesh. If you're mechaper, then you're kila. But if you're not mechaper, then you're not kila. On that, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. He says, according to you, why? Memnei ma'aloi, why shouldn't we expound the pasuk in the order of how it's written? And naima, we should say, in the order. It says first the word v'chila and then mechaper. You should say, im kiloi, if he has finished everything, even the pouring of the remnants of the blood to the yesod, then keeper, then he has atoned. Vim loikila loikeeper, but if he's not finished, then he has not atoned. And this is how the Gemara explains Masechtas Yuma, which it comes out the difference between them is the pouring of the shirayim, is that ma'akiv or not? Which is according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying that it's ma'akiv. It's only when you finish everything, then you have an atonement. If not, then you haven't had the atonement. But one thing we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, where do we know the akava, the integral halacha of the avodas of the power of Yom Kippurim? We know it from this pasuk from Mechila Mechaper Zakaidish. Not like Rav Nachum Yitzchok wanted to say that we know it from Yehuda from the word lapar. So how do we know it from lapar? So you're right. The Gemara says a different interpretation. Amra Papa, he says loy nitzrucha, says we didn't need this comparison of the par Yom Kippurim to the par Helm Dover and to the par Koyin Mashiach, because as we say that the word lapar in that pasuk also alludes to the par Koyin Mashiach, as we're going to explain. So essentially, when we say lapar, it says once lapar, lapar. So because it says ve'osel lapar kasha osel lapar hachatas. So there's two extra words, lapar and lapar, because we expound ve'osel kasha osel for one thing. Lahachatas refers to something else, as we said in the previous daf for the sar, as we'll refer to later on also. Kenyasa refers to one thing. So these extra words. So we see that lapar is referring to the par Yom Kippurim and is comparing it to what the context of the pasuk there is tuma, which is the par Helm Deva Shel Tzibra, and also the par Koyin Mashiach. So Rav Papa gives a different interpretation. So what is it coming to teach? It says it's only coming to teach when we're comparing the laws of the par Yom Kippurim, el la'es badam u'betfila. What that means to say is because by the par Koyin Mashiach, by the chatas of the par of the Koyin Gadol when he sins, it says in the pasuk over there, v'tavol ha'koyin es etzboi badam. The Koyin dips his finger into the blood. So it says over there the word v'tavol, says the word es, and the word badam. That's what we refer to when we mean es badam and betfila. Now, if one would ask that, however, in this pasuk, when we're alluding to the par Yom Kippurim, what is it comparing it to? What's the context of the pasuk? It's the par Helm Deva Shel Tzibur. Now, so, but by the par Helm Deva Shel Tzibur, it doesn't say es badam betfila. So that's what we were saying before. Now, since the pasuk says kasha asa lepar, that is alluding to the par Koyin Mashiach. So obviously, the par Koyin Mashiach is also compared to whatever is in that context of that pasuk. So by the par Yom Kippurim, where it doesn't say es, and it doesn't say tefillin, it doesn't say badam, that's why it says that v'lokach midam par, because by the par Yom Kippurim, what does it say? It just says he should take from the blood of the par and he'll spray it with his finger. But it doesn't say badam, it doesn't have all these different wordings that it has. That's why it's comparing it to the pasuk to learn out the halachas that we're including, as we're going to shortly explain, from es and the halachas of badam and tefillin. So that's what's necessary to compare it to. And what are these halachas? So says the Gemara, S, Amar V'acha by Yaakov, he says, Le Nitzcha, that's only coming to teach Lahakhsha to validate as we continue to Amid Beis, Omin Shebe Etzba, blisters on the finger. If let's say the Kohen Gadol gets a blister on his finger, it's coming to say that's not a chatzitz, it's not an interposition. And how do we know that from the word S? Because S is always a ribuy, including something that's secondary to what we're talking about, which is S Etzbai, his finger, whatever's secondary to the finger, which is the blister, is part of his finger. It's also included and it's going to be valid. When it says Badam, what does it mean in the blood? Because it says the word blood also by the par Yom Kippurim. But we're saying it doesn't say the word badam, which is only says it by the par Koyin Mashiach, which alluded to in this pasuk, which we're learning from. Is sheyehe badam shir tvila meikara, that there should be a requisite measurement of blood when you're going to dip in from the beginning, meaning from the moment that the blood is originally received in the avodah of Kabbalah, it has to have the requisite shear, which that would exclude if, let's say, initially the first vessel that the blood is received in is less than the amount that you could dip into this vessel, and then it was collected in a different vessel, and then they were mixed together. That wouldn't be valid. The original vessel that's collected in has to have the requisite shear badam, as the Gemara explains this in Menachas in the beginning, and also later on, the Tzad Gimel Beis. How do we know this in the word badam? Because since the wording is v'tavol badam, which sounds like the blood, which is not bidam, in the blood, it's badam, the patach, tells you in the blood that was always there from the beginning, meaning was initially collected the requisite share. And when the word v'tavol, that he dips, that teaches v'loy misapik, but that he cannot wipe his finger on the wall of the vessel. That's not valid. It has to be dipped into the liquid and not just collected from the wall of the vessel. Now, explains the Gemara, seemingly the last two drashas sound like the same thing. You have to have the right measurement of blood that you could dip the finger in, which is dipping and not wiping. Says the Gemara, v'itzruch l'michta badam, we had to write the halacha of in the blood. Why? Because of Rachman v'tavol, had we only written the halacha of dipping in the finger, havamina, I would have thought to say, avogav de lekar shir tefila meikari, even if you did not have the requisite amount of blood initially over there, that it should be enough that you could dip the finger in now. But if, let's say, you collect it later on, and now there's enough to dip in, we would think that's valid. That's right, in the blood, say that, no, it was always there. The first time it was collected had the requisite measurement. Now, because Rahman Abadam, had we only written in the blood, I would think, okay, you have the requisite amount at one time, but I would think that it's only in the measurement that the Torah is particular about. But in actual practice, you could even wipe, you don't have to actually literally dip, you have to have the amount that you could dip, but you could even wipe your finger on the wall and get the blood that way and do the hazalis that way. That's what it says, dipping, it has to be literally dipping and not wiping on the wall. Again, that's the interpretation of what Lapar, Zepar Yom Kippurim, is coming to introduce to learn out the halachas of Parkayin Mashiach to Es, Badam, Ubitvila. Now, the Gemara goes back to what we had mentioned before and asks. We had said that in that pasuk, when it says Asher Ba'oil Mai, that's in the oil Mai, we said it's superfluous because it already says that's which is Lefne Hashem. We know which Mizbeach we're talking about. So we said, so what does Asher Ba'oil Mai come to teach? It comes to teach that the blood has to be thrown in all the corners, not just on two of the corners. Now, on that as the Gemara, well then, the pasuk continues, and the words there are also seemingly redundant, because it says, Mizbeach Ketayres Samim. Lamali, says the Gemara, what do we need that for? To say that it's the altar that one burns the incense on. Obviously that's extra, because it already said, Asher Lefnei Hashem, which says it's only in the inner altar, not in the outer altar. So what do we gain by this description of the Mizbeach Ketayres Samim? Says the Gemara, teaches a different halacha. That if let's say it happened that there was a requirement to bring the parhelm davishal tzibur while the mizbeach was brand new, that they had not yet sacrificed keteris in it at all, then they wouldn't spray on the mizbeach because it wouldn't be valid. It has to be the mizbeach keteris am that the altar had that the incense was burnt on it, and that's what it's teaching by describing it as mizbeach keteris am. Now the Gemara says Tanya kavaseidra papa. We learned in a brisa that. What is, as we had the previous Gemara's discussion was saying, what do we learn now from Lapar that says Zepar Yom Kippurim, where according to Apapa, it was, what was the Hekesh teaching? It's coming to teach Es Badama B'Tvila. So we have a Bryce that says like him, and says that it's not like the other interpretation that it was being said La'akiv, to say that it's teaching you that it's being Ma'akiv. On that, says the Gemara, no, we learn the Bryce that it's not saying that it's Ma'akiv with Avodah Zepar Yom Kippurim, because that we said that, you know, we want, one interpretation we wanted to say, it's like Rabbi Huda who holds that Chukah is only going in Avodah Simpanim, we would not have known Ikuv from elsewhere. The Gemara had a question, says, no, we learned from somewhere else. So our Papa had said, so what is Lapar? It's coming to teach regarding Es Badam B'Tfila. Says the Gemara, we have a Brisa that says like him. Because the Brisa says, it says in this Pasuk that we're quoting here, V'asa, you should do for the bull, Kasha Asa, like you do. So that we understand, that we said is repeating it to Teish, it's Ma'akiv the Zois. So, on that says the Brisa, what does it teach you when it says, for the bull? L'rabbis pa Yom Kippurim, to include the bull of Yom Kippur, for what? L'chol ma'asha amar be'inyan divi Rebbe, for whatever it says there in the context, everything is included, meaning, even Es Badama B'Tvila, which is included there in the Pasuk, because it's referring to Parakrim Mashiach, which included there in the Pasuk, that's the opinion of Rebbe. So you see, like Rav Papa said, that's not coming to say that it's ma'akiv for Parim Kippurim, rather to say whatever is in the context of Parim Devashal Tzibah, which includes the Parakrim Mashiach over there, for Es Badam B'Tvila, that's what's coming to teach with the Hekesh of Lapar for the Parim Kippurim. Now the Brisa, however, continues, Amri B'Shmol, Shmol says that no, you don't have to learn out the Parim Kippurim from this word lapar, because he says kavochaimer. You could know it from a kavochaimer that all the halachas of parhelm devashal tzibur would apply to parim kippurim, and you would not have to learn that out, like Rebbe says, from an extra word of lapar, because he says the following kavochaimer: umaba malkum shlehush v'karbon lakarbon. If in the situation where the karbonas are not the same species, which Gemara later on is going to explain what's that referring to, and yet still hishva ma'isim la'ma'isim, still their activities of their avodas are going to be the same. So makom shehishva carbon la carbon. So where the carbonas are the same, for example, what we're talking about, the parhelm devashal tzibur and the parakoin, the par Yom Kippurim, where they're both the same species, they're both bulls. Ein adin shehishva ma'isa la'ma'isa, isn't there a kavochaimer that the avodas that they're similar to, which are written by both of them, for example, the hazoyis and the heichel on mizbeach, that both of them, the avodas should be the same, which is for es badam ubetvila. So therefore, it says Rabbi Shmuel, no, you don't need lapar to teach you par Yom Kippurim. Because this halacha of Es Badam B'Tvila, you would know from a kavochaimer from parhelm devashal tzibur. Elamatam alem lapar. This says, then what does lapar come to teach? Ze parhelm devashal tzibur. This refers to the parhelm devashal tzibur, which the Gemara later on is going to ask, what's he saying? The pasuk is in the context of parhelm devashal tzibur. How could you say the actual lapar is coming to include parhelm devashal tzibur? But that's what he says. And when the pasuk continues, lapar, for the bull, when it says kasha asa lapar, What's that referring to? Is that par koin Mashiach? That refers to the power of the Kohen Gadol when he makes an erroneous ruling and he sins based on that ruling, where it's coming to kapirit to the par helm devar shel tzibur to say that it's going to be invalid when it's missing one of the matanas, like we explained before, because by the par koin Mashiach, it doesn't repeat the halacha of its hazois. So you would have thought maybe there's not ma'akiv. So you have to learn enough in the par helm devar shel tzibur where it does repeat by ba'asa kasha asa, and that's what the second lepar is teaching from par koin Mashiach, that is avoidus of its hazois are also going to be ma'akiv. Now, so again, we had brought in the first opinion to support the interpretation of Rav Papa. Now the Gemara explains the second opinion mentioned, that of Rabbi Shmuel. So Amamar, the Rabbi Shmuel had said that no, you don't need Lapar to teach that Par Yom Kippurim. Rather, he says it's teaching something else. Because he says, Uma b'malkam shalei hushim karbon l'karbon, if we have a situation where the karbonas are not the same, still the avoidas are the same. So here where the Par Yom Kippurim is the same type of karbon as the Par Helm Dabishal Tzibur, or the Par Koyim Mashiach, of course it's going to have Ezbadam of Tefillah. That asks the Gemara, my lehushu carbon carbon. Where is the Kavol Chomer starting from? What is he saying that the carbonas are not the same, yet their avoidas are the same? Ilem par Yom Kippurim visar Yom Kippurim. If you think to say that he's learning it regarding the two carbonas that are brought on Yom Kippurim, there's the par that's brought for the Kohen Gadol and his family, and there's the sar, the he goat, which is brought for the Jewish people, and both of these are done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the behemoths are not the same, because the Kohen brings for his family a bull, and for the Jewish people he brings a he-goat. And still their avoidus are the same, because they're all the same. They're in the heichel, between the badim, and then by the pareiches, and then the mizbeach hazav. So therefore, the Kavol Chomer was of Rabbi Shmuel, so when the karbanos are the same, for example, the par Kohen Mashiach and the par Yom Kippurim, where they're both the same species, isn't there a Kavol Chomer? And that is the Gemara, how could that be the Kavol Chomer? You could refute the Kavol Chomer, and you could say, Ma lahana, how could you learn out from the Par and the Sar of Yom Kippurim? Yeah, there it makes sense, although the different Karbanas, that however, that their Avodah should be the same, Shekein Nichnes Dam Lefnai V'Lefnim, that they have a certain uniqueness between the two of them, that their bloods are brought in the holies of holies, which no other Karbanas are done that way. Yeah, that's why there's no difference between them regarding all their other Avodahs. In contrast, how could you learn out to the Par Kain Mashiach and the Parim Kippurim regarding the Avodas that I said regarding them, that they don't have the similarity that they're done Lefnai V'Lefnim, because to the contrary, the Parim Kippurim is brought into the Holies of Holies, and regarding the Par Kain Mashiach, it's not brought inside, it's only done in the Heichel. So how could you learn that from there? Ella rather says the Gemara, no. What he's referring to is the Parhelm Dabishal Tzibur, regarding the bull of when the court makes an erroneous ruling, which is basically the same halacha, just when the court made an erroneous ruling regarding Avodah Zarah and the Jewish people followed them, then they actually bring a he-goat, where there the halachas are the same, as we had actually said in the Brice in the previous daf, the word hachatas, which is in the same pasuk, ba'asik hachatas, is the word hachatas, which is superfluous to teach regarding the Se'iri Avodah Zkechavim. So although their karbanas are not the same, because by the parhelm debeshel tzibur it's a par, and by the Se'iri Avodah Zarah it's a sar, and still the avodas are the same, so for sure when the karbanas are the same, that the avodas should be the same regarding the Par Yom Kippurim, and that says the Gemara here too, ikal mifrach, you can refute the Kavol Chomer. Because you could say, mahal la'anach, what do we find by the Par Helm Debar Shel Tzibur and the Seir Avodah Zarah, shekei mechaperin al averis mitzvah yiduah, where at least there, over there, they're both the same, that they atoned for a known sin. Where here it's for whatever they had erroneous ruled that is permitted by this avera, and whatever they had erroneous ruled regarding avodah zarah. So therefore, their avodas are going to be the same. In contrast, how could you compare the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par Yom Kippurim, where their atonements are not the same? Because by the Par Yom Kippurim, the atonement is for a mitzvah which is not known. In contrast, that of the Par Kohen Mashiach is when he knows regarding the sin that he had done. Because as the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, that the par that's brought on Yom Kippurim is for a sin that is known initially, but it's not known at the end. Meaning, if the person became Tamei, he knew that he was Tamei, but he forgot that he was Tamei, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash. And he never became aware that he had ever gone in a state of impurity. It's regarding that the he-goat that's done inside atones for the Jewish people, and the par that's done on Yom Kippurim atones for the Kehanim, where it suspends judgment on him until he finds out that he did it, and then he brings a carbon oil of yared for the halachas of Tumas Mikdash Kedashim. But it's not a known aver that he had done. It's in case. So how could you? So you could say that maybe by the parhelm davshul tzibin sira v'dizara that yeah, although the carbonas are different, the avodah is going to be the same because they're both for the same category of where it's a known sin. Contrast over here, the par Yom Kippurim and par Kohen Mashiach, they're not even the same category, because one's for a veri that is known, and one's not for a veri that's known. So how could you say that they're necessarily, the avodas would be the same? Ella rather says the Gemara, the Kavachema was from Parhelm Debashal Tzibur, Visa Irshal Yom Kippurim. When the court makes an erroneous ruling and they bring a par, and the sar, the higot that the Kohen Gadol brings for the Jewish people on Yom Kippurim. V'achakam, and this is what Rabbi Shmuel was saying. Uma b'malkam shlehu shvu karban l'karban, if, in this situation, where the karbanas are not the same types, the high par of high sar, this one's a bull, the par helm, the vishal tzibur, and this one of the sar mikipurim is the sar, the he-goat, yet still hushvu ma'isim l'ma'isim, their activities are the same, l'maida kasavahu, regarding what is written regarding them. What does the Gemara mean by this? Meaning, whatever regarding the pasuk explicitly says regarding theirs, the hazayis that have to be done by them, the spraying of the blood, regarding that, there's no difference between the two of them. Because these are done on the Pareches 7, and these are done towards the Pareches 7. These are done on the corners of the Mizbeach 4, and these are done on the corners of the Mizbeach 4. These are done with the finger of the Kayin, and these are done with the finger of the Kayin. Now, although that there are differences, because by the Sar of Yom Kippurim, it doesn't say Es Badam Utfila. And that says Rashi, what the Gemara is assuming right now, that's not considered a difference. Because you could say, it didn't say everything explicitly by the Sar of Yom Kippurim. But could be actually, it would even apply. But whatever it does say regarding both of them, there's no differentiation. Now, although there's another question, what do you mean? There's a glaring difference. That is because the blood of the Sar Yom Kippurim is brought inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, whereas regarding the Parhelm Devashal Tzibur, the blood is not brought inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And moreover, this one requires 8, and this one requires only 7 sprays. However, as Rashi explains it, whatever is written regarding them, there's no difference. Because if one does more avoidance by one than the other, still, whatever it is that both of them do require, there's no difference. Regarding the pareches, they both require by the pareches, they both have 7. They both require the mizbech hazav, they both have 4. They both require the etzba, and therefore for whatever it is that it says regarding them, they're the, whatever they both have, the avoidance are the same. So that's what the Kavuchim is, so Malkam Shahush for carbon the carbon. So when the carbonists are the same, the high par, the one of Yom Kippurim is a bull, the high par and the one of Karim Mashiach is also a bull. So that's what Yom Shmuel says. So Ein the Din is in the Kavuchim, as we can tell on top of Memal of Manalv, Shavhushvu Maisim La Maisim. That so too the Avoidis are going to be the same, meaning that the Avoidis that are the same by both of them, for example, that of the Hazdais of the Pareches and Mizbech Hazav, are going to have the same halacha. Which the Gemara explains, that's what Rabbi Shmuel was saying, va'asli par Yom Kippurim, that he's going to learn out the halachas of the bull of Yom Kippurim, la'es badam utfila, regarding these that they both have the same avoidas, of the pareches and mizbech hazav, but there are certain halachas that it doesn't say by the par Yom Kippurim, regarding that halacha we said of the blister, which we learn from es, and badam, that has to have the shir meikara, and from the tefila have to be dipped in that way. Where does he know that from? He knows it from Mipar, Koy Mashiach, like we said, from this Kavuchim, as we said, but not that he's learning out that from the word Lapar. He doesn't need Lapar to teach Yom Kippurim, rather, as we'll explain later on, what does Lapar come to teach? But again, he says he knows it from a Kavuchim, from the Par Koy Mashiach, because if when the Kabbanas are not the same, the Avodis are the same. So here when the Kabbanas are the same, they're both Lapar, for sure the Avodis are going to be the same, which would include the Halachas of Es, Badam, and Betfilah.